Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of the Byron Life Diaries. This is a little taste of life in Byron Bay, where the boss and I have just moved to. Each week, I'll let you know what's been happening and share our journey with you all. From food to nature to celeb spotting to yogs, you name it. This is a weekly check-in and we'll cover it all. Sending big love from our new home, Byron Bay. Hello there. Welcome to your Byron Life check-in. I think the boss is about to... You're going to come and say hello? We're both having our morning coffees together, boss. Come say hi.
Hello.
What's your tip of the day?
Drink water.
Oh, wow. That was a real pearler, wasn't it, just? So I was really scared that I'd have nothing to say to you this week because I've been studying acting. I'm back at acting school every day and I thought, oh, my goodness, no one's going to want to hear about acting school, but a lot has actually happened. So we do have a little update for you this week. I've made notes and everything, so I'm just getting my notes open. And I'm going to be sipping a little bit on cough wands because haven't necked my coffee too much yet. And I want to have good energy for you. See you, boss. Bye, 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 bye. Okay. So this week in Byron, I've been doing an online acting course, so my nights are no longer filled with watching Gossip Girl with the Bosso. It is currently every night acting school and it's a course in self-tapes, which is great for me because I'm pretty new to the self-tape game and although I do them for my acting agent, I haven't had any jobs. So I'm sure I've definitely got to get better at this skill set. Oh, boss is going outside to have his little coffee. That's cute. He's sitting on the patio. Oh, now I'm getting FOMO. I feel like I'm missing out. Okay, so that's what I've been doing at night times and it's really cool because not to dive too much into acting school stuff, I promise I will talk about Byron Bay life with you, but it's really cool because this acting teacher doesn't believe that acting should have a psychological cost on you personally, which is kind of like some forms of thinking, like you would have heard of method acting before and like Heath Ledger's quite famous for being a method actor. And kind of like it's where the actor takes on the kind of like character and becomes that character and like lives the way that character lives. And a lot of actors do it. I think it's quite an American style or trait. So this teacher doesn't believe in that, which is great because I don't and I've spent too many years on therapy to want to drudge up stuff. So she taught us this thing called physical gesture, which is really, really cool. And so it's like where you find a movement or gesture that you can just do like minutely on, say, a self-tape so no one would know you're doing it, but it can make you feel a certain way. And so the scene that I'm doing is I'm trying to leave my husband in the scene and he's trying to get back together with me. And I noticed when I was doing rehearsals, I'd kind of like scrunch my hands up and kind of wring my hands out because it was really uncomfortable. Like, you love this person but you want to leave this person and they love you as well and so there's this all this hope in the air but you're trying to do the right thing by your kids. Like, really interesting. And it's actually from a movie that came out last year called Another Round, a Danish movie. Pretty unreal. I'd highly recommend seeing Another Round if you can get your hands on it somehow. And it's got that famous Danish, I'm pretty sure he's a Danish actor called Mads. I should know, but you'd know him from a lot of blockbusters. Righto. So that's been what my nights have been filled with. I've got two more days of that and then Nolly arrives. My dad gets to Byron Bay. So we've got some awesome stuff planned for him. So dad and I are going kayaking with the dolphins Saturday morning. I think we're going to take him to some of our fave spots because I've got acting school Friday night. I think boss might take him to Woods for dinner And then, yeah, I'll take him kayaking Saturday morning. We've got Bangalow Market Sunday. I reckon Boss is going to want to take him to Harvest because they do these delicious pastry goods on Sunday morning, and it's a really nice area to check out in Uri Bar. It's a really good thing if you're staying in Byron or Bangalow and you just want to go for like a coffee and pastry date, going to Harvest, because there's like half a dozen really cute village style shops around there, and everything, it feels like its own little world. It's a really, really, really nice feel. So if you're coming to Byron Bay, definitely put Newry Bar on your list, and Harvest is where we go. I'm keen to potentially take him to Doma if we've got time, Japanese. I don't think we're going to have that much time though. Maybe Ray's. Would love to take him on just even the lighthouse walk or waterfall walk. But I think the kayaking's what him and I have both had our heart sets on. So what they you go out in the morning. Well, you can do morning or afternoon, but I've done a morning booking. You go out and you kayak with dolphins, and the goal is that you'll see dolphins and turtles out in Byron Bay. I'm trying to not think about the potential sharks, but I won't. I don't think you swim. Like, I'm pretty sure you stay in your kayak. I just need to figure out a way to keep my phone dry. Because if I'm tandem, like you're tandem kayaking with dad, my dad is uncoordinated. So, you know, we could fall is what I'm kind of getting at. Also, of course, on a Friday episode, we'll be talking about we'll do a book review. We're going to do Samantha Wills' book review because her episode came out on Monday. So I like to do the book review for the Monday episode if that person has a book. Next Monday's app will be with one of my acting teachers, Julia Grace, who's wonderful. She's kind of got no filter, which is really nice. So it's like this very honest chat. I recorded it in Melbourne before I moved to Byron. So this was recorded probably 5 months ago. And because I've interviewed quite a few of my acting teachers, I try to like spread them out. So it's not like you've got a hunk of acting teachers and then you've got a hunk of like TV personalities or whatnot. So it's, yeah, Julia Grace is coming out on Monday, which is really exciting. She, when I was at school, she taught us a lot of, for any actors or creatives listening, Meisner technique. And I'm pretty sure, I hope it says right, Stefan Wolf is where she trained. And I think that's a theatre company in Chicago. And it was really cool because, again, she doesn't believe on acting having a psychological, like a negative psychological impact on you. And, you know, I really find that very freeing, and I find it a very sustainable way to work in the field of acting. Like even in last night's course, you know, there are 12 people going up and the scenes vary from like my character's going through a pretty full-on marriage breakdown, you know, whereas somebody else's, there's, you know, been misconduct in the workplace, sexual misconduct in the workplace, and they're facing that, you know. There's a lot of layers and elements to all of these people, like any other human being, but it is really nice to access that without, yeah, costing yourself psychologically. Anyway, that's obviously me because I'm just obsessed with therapy, and seeing my therapist is like my non-negotiable, which I have been doing this whole time I've been in Byron. I don't know if I've told you that. Okay, should we talk movement? Do you want me to talk movement in Byron Bay? So I have been loving Peaches. So that's a Pilates place. They've just launched Boxolates, which I haven't tried yet, but I really want to. Straight after this pod, I'm going to do a Pilates class with them. I love it because the class and the room is just like light. It's simple. It's kind of like minimalistic in a way. So you just kind of get in, do your workout and get out. I love it. It's right near Roadhouse, so you could go there and have a coffee after. So you don't need to get all the way into Byron, which is nice for me because parking in Byron can be full on, and you kind of got to know where to wangle your spots. What else? I have joined Body Mind Life. I did a yoga class there this week. I've tried a reform in there as well. They've got infrared saunas there too, which I should definitely try and check out. I've really enjoyed it, but because parking is such a tricky thing in Byron, like in town, although there are two-hour parks around, I just love getting in early. So my little ritual with I've found with Body My Life is so I'll get in early, do a yoga class, walk to my favourite coffee place in Byron called Higher Life, and I get this drink called a Turbo, which is a long black with lion's mane, and they blend it with MCT. And then they put cinnamon on top. Oh, so yum. And then have that, and then I'll walk the lighthouse. I know that sounds really full-on, but, like, they're so close to each other logistically. Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm in Byron, I may as well. Or I'll like tack on like any work things. Like I had to do banking and Optus stuff. I did all that in Byron yesterday when I was doing Reforma. So you can kind of like piggyback things on. But yeah, I mean, I imagine anyone listening to this that's coming to Byron, there's a chance you'll be staying in Byron, which means you don't even need to be worrying about the parking stuff that I'm talking about. But Byron itself is like reasonably busy. I imagine it's going to get busier with the reality show Byron Bays that is kind of making the news all over the world because there's been so many protests, local protests about it. Basically for people that are like, Byron what? There's a reality show that's meant to be starting to shoot here in a couple of weeks called Byron Bays, and it follows the lifestyle or the lives of influencers. I'm absolutely not in it. I was also not invited to be in it, but I'm also not in it. But, yeah, a lot of locals are upset that that is having an impact on, you know, like Byron has been kept quite protected for quite some time. Like there's no McDonald's here. Like it's very they've kept the ethos of Byron. So I kind of like I can understand that, but also the show sounds pretty cool and it makes like a and I might get backlash for that too, but it makes a beautiful set, like setting. Anyway, we will see. We will see what happens. But, yeah, I've been seeing on Insta all of my mates, a lot of my mates are protesting. So I get like if that's your home, like of course you don't want to feel like your home's being trashed or anything like that, but I'm sure they'd have to respect the land and the space, or at least I'd hope so. Right, so I'm just going to have another little swig of coffee. You can hear my little straw. Got to get my coughs in, guys. So first of all, last week I had a really stressful week, and Andrea, my bestie, was like, I'm coming to town, let's have a girls' weekend so you can kind of switch off and take your mind off it. And I was like, oh, I'm so busy, I don't know. And she's like, come on. So we just had a girls' weekend. It was unreal. But I got to try heaps of new things in Byron because we stayed in Byron. Oh, my goodness, there are all these new places that I've been to. So first of all, we did try to do a waterfall on the Saturday, but it was raining, called Protesters. It's meant to be incredible. I'm going to try again with Dad because I couldn't do it with Andrea because it was just like pelting down. But we stayed at a place called Atlantic. It wasn't gifted. They did give me a little discount, like an influencer discount, and I, you know, tagged them in all my stories and whatnot. But, yeah, we stayed at Atlantic, beautiful space and really easy to walk to anywhere in Byron. So that's a really handy spot location-wise to stay. We got in – what did we do first? So I want to tell you all the places we ate because you're going to – get your pens out. This is great stuff. So if you're into plant-based but like fine dining, we went to an amazing place called No Bones. Incredible. They have a happy hour from 5 to 6 too, and the lychee martinis are delicious. And all the food is plant-based. So we had this like konjac calamari, so literally made from konjac, which is kind of like this seaweedy root vegetable thing that, you know, face pods are made out of, and they make the skinny noodles out of it, skinny pasta and slim pasta. You might have seen that in the supermarket. So, yeah, we had konjac calamari that was insane. We shared this burger that tasted like a burger but it wasn't. What else did we get? I got this like I convinced Andrew to get dessert. We got this like dark chocolate brownie with passion fruit. Oh, so yummy. And we got Brussels sprouts. I'm obsessed with Brussels sprouts. Another place we went to High Life for a lunch. We got this sweet potato salad. I got it with mackerel. Andrea got it with eggs. Really yummy. That's where I get that cool turbo coffee from as well. Where else? We went to General Store. I have been dreaming of – when I go to General Store, I usually always get an acai bowl, but I always say that word wrong. Asahi, anyway, you know what I'm talking about, that Peruvian berry they blend up and put granola on top and peanut butter. I usually always get that when I go there, but I was like, live on the edge. Anyway, I've always seen them post about these buckwheat gluten-free waffles and man, oh man, they were delicious. So we got that. We got this 12-hour batch brew coffee where they put some of this like coconut cream on top of the coffee, and that same coconut cream was on the waffles, which was freaking delicious. Definitely put General Store on your list. And although it feels like it's a little bit out of Byron, it's not that far. So it was 900 meters from Atlantic. We walked there and walked back, which was really good. We tried Doma for brekkie. So I've only ever been there for sushi lunchtime. Really yummy brekkie. I got like a brekkie salad with a poached egg. Really good, really yummy coffee. And next door to Doma in Federal is a place called Moonshine, a coffee place. So I got a coffee from there as well. Of course, we went to Ray's, our fave. So anyone that's a Ray's salad bar person has changed the menu. The lobster roll is no longer on the menu and they've switched it to a cold lobster sandwich. But I always get this like really yummy tuna salad. We always get that antipasto. And we got these incredible, I can't believe I only forgot to tell you, these incredible oysters with this native finger lime dressing, and they were hands down probably the best oysters I've ever had. So I kind of want to take Dad there, but I just don't know that we're going to have time this trip. We also popped into Beach Hotel for a drink one night, which was kind of nice, just chill. It's always packed, like busy. So that was kind of nice. Ran into some friends. Yeah, so I haven't been back to the Beach Hotel because that's where a COVID outbreak was like a month and a half ago. So we were kind of like, ugh. But we went and it was totally fine and it was busting at the seams. What else? That was our weekend. It went really, really fast. And then Boss and I popped into recently this week into Woods, Bangalore. You know, I talk about it all the time. I love it. They've got a brand new autumn menu. I, of course, got the banana bread because YOLO, and that's even changed. Like they put this like maple miso butter on top, and then it's got this like roasted blueberries on top now for autumn. Insanely delicious. And then what did Bosco get? Bosco to coffee. I got their green smoothie. Their green smoothie is great. It's really gingery. It's really yummy. And then Chef Sam came out. So Sam and Andy own Woods, and Sam came out and he said, try this. And he had made us a fish taco, and it was insane. It was so good. So I think that's going to be on their specials menu. So if you go there, just always read the specials board, because the specials board has always got great stuff in there. And yeah, of course, you know how I feel about the banana bread, because I have talked about the banana bread quite a lot, I feel. Just having another swig of Kofwan. So there's your Byron update. Let's talk books. So Samantha Wills, she was on the pod Monday. We talked about her new book of Golden Dust. It's a memoir. Memoirs, what you call it. I've got my signed copy here, and she's got this beautiful calligraphy kind of pen that she writes in. And this, she wrote, "Dearest Lola, you are magic. Thank you for having me on your pod with all my love, SW." Very cool. This book is unreal. It's kind of like a no warts approach to all of the success, or like sharing her no warts experience to all of the success that she's had. It's really, really cool because she's really open about heartbreak, about career setbacks, about running herself into the ground, like being anxious. It's really honest. It's really cool. And look, on Monday's chat, I use the book for my research. So we'll talk a lot. Like, so if you go back and listen to Monday's episode, you'll hear us talk quite a lot about elements in the book and, you know, when she was at school and making Chicago Bulls bracelets for her mates kind of thing. So there is so much in here. She's also talks about like her mentor, which like I found really interesting and really cool, because it can be really hard to find a mentor in business that totally has your back. And at 35, which is how old I am now, I'm like, I think I've got like maybe one person in my corner, like really like mentory one person that has my back and is always going to give me an honest opinion, but also the opinion that they believe will serve me, like if that makes sense. Very rare. So it's really cool to hear about her mentor who then became her business partner. Very, very cool. Really open about not knowing if she wants to be a mum yet as well. She's 39, I'm pretty sure. Talks about having frozen her eggs, been through endometriosis. Like I said, warts and all, really honest read. Freaking beautiful cover too, beautiful human being. And just so you know, like, she's a go-getter. Samantha rocked up at my hotel, I think, 9 a.m. Saturday morning. I was meant to be on the road by 11, like, came to me, recorded with me, like, didn't, you know, made it so easy for me to record this podcast. And I will say everyone I recorded in Sydney came to me this trip, nearly everyone came to, and just it fascinates me because I always think, oh, like, they've said yes to the podcast and I'll go, like, and it's so interesting. And obviously recording, for people listening, recording in a hotel room is great because there's no sounds, so it's great. You can just set up a little spot and you chill. But remember, you're not in that guest space. You're in technically your space but a neutral kind of ground. And so whenever people want to come to me for the pod, one, it makes things super easy, but two, like, I always think, fuck, they're all far out. You know, they've, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, it's my own podcast. I always think that's really kind of them to have gone out of their way for little old me, kind of thing. Hope that makes sense. So there you go, gang. I'm off to Pilates. I'm doing a Peaches Burn class with a teacher called Hannah who murdered me last time. You know, when you go into class and you're like, are the ankle weights out? For anyone that does Pilates, I always look for the ankle weights because they make life hard in a Pilates class. But yeah, mega love. I hope you enjoy Monday's episode with Julia Grace. She's an incredible acting teacher. She's based in Melbourne. I'll have all her Insta and whatnot tagged when the ep comes out on Monday anyway. Yeah, I hope you enjoy that. And yeah, I'll have heaps of updates for you because Dad will be in town. So I will have attempted to kayak with dolphins. But before we speak next, which is exciting. Big love. Have a great day. Do something for you today. I think it feels like it's a funny time at the moment for not just me, but like a lot of my mates are like just a lot of hurdles at the moment. So like do something for you. Boss and I have just been jumping in the ocean at our favorite beach called Broken Head of late, and it's been really nice. Yeah, do something for you. Bye.